So if you have a question, make sure to type it into the question box. And the other option is you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. That'll raise your hand and tell us if you have a question. And Amy is moderating the computer so she can see who that is and be able to unmute as she sees you do that. So if you're on the line, press star 2 or also go on the website, either one, the link that you were given to this particular call and type in your questions there and we'll get them. So here's your chance, guys. We have extra Q&A time today. Or you can press star 2 and we can address anything that way as well.
I actually just got a question in from Joanna. She says, hi, Vanessa. Some of the training today was a little quick for me, too quick to write notes. When will this training be available online so I can go through it one more time?
that's no problem, Joanna. We have the entire transcript will be complete, but I even have the notes from the call. So I don't know, Amy, when do you estimate?
We can certainly have the transcript available by Wednesday afternoon. And if, I mean, I can put your notes up on the site tomorrow morning by the latest.
Okay.
And we can put this audio up on the call, you know, up on the training site this afternoon. Ingrid here. I don't have a question, but I am listening, she says.
Awesome.
Joanna said, perfect. Thank you.
Joanna, if there's anything you want me to repeat, feel free to press star 2 if you had questions. If you just mainly wanted to see what the script was and what were some of the breakdown of the steps, like Amy said, she'll have that ready tomorrow morning, and the exact transcript will be completed by Wednesday. So my intention is to serve you in the application of what you've been implementing, whether it's the online launch formula or the Profit with Honor prospecting mastery, and it could be related to this particular call, which was first base, getting someone to take a peek effectively, and also we covered some of second base, or it could be related to anything in your business or personal that would be related to getting more results in your business. So this is really a chance where you can jump on and get your questions and some laser coaching for your particular needs. So what was the question that you saw Melissa submit, and then we can address what she sent to me in advance?
Sure. I also have questions from Joanna as well.
Okay.
All right. From Melissa, one thing I am having some difficulty with deciding on is a title. I've been playing around with a few, and I can't seem to find the one that fits. Can you give your input on this piece? You know me a little by now. I'd love for it to stand out from the rest. How can I mix fun, motherhood, health and wellness, honesty, and serving others in just a few words? I came up with business and success coach, health and wellness coach, business coach. This is a piece I've been stuck on. I would like this piece included on my banner unless I use empowering asterisk, educating asterisk, inspiring others. Any feedback or thoughts? Thanks, Vanessa.
Okay, yes, Melissa, I saw your question when you submitted it earlier. And this is what I'd say. Don't get hung up on the title. You don't even have to have the title on your banner. As a matter of fact, when we did Giselle, we did two versions, one with the title and one without. And here's the beauty of it. You can always add it, or you can, you know, you can choose one of the ones that you've identified. And it sounds like, here's the thing, you could play around with one, and you really will start to get the one that feels right for you. Like, for instance, I have a lot of friends who are in my coaching school with me who wanted me to put life coach, life coach, life coach. It just didn't fit right for me. It just didn't ever fit right. So sometimes they'll say life and business coach. That's the only time that I felt fine saying that. And so if something doesn't feel right for you, don't use it. But you don't have to use anything at all. So right now what I would suggest is, since we're in the banner creation mode for you, let's create your banner, one with the title that you choose, and you can choose one of the ones that you have, and then use one without, and then just put it up there, and just see how it's feeling for you. You can always switch out your banners. I switch mine out all the time, And here's the thing, even the description that goes in the description area of your box, you could change that, play around with that. The only thing on Facebook that you cannot change more than like twice is the title of your page, which is always why I say use your name. So use your company name, because if Facebook says, hey, you know, they're not going to allow you to run Facebook ads because your company name is on there, then that's going to be an issue for you. So use your name, but all the other pieces you can play around with until you get something that fits right for you. Here's the other thing. Everything that you do, like I said, the conversations that you have with people, as well as the stuff that you put out when you do your launch, like you are testing. It is market testing. It is seeing what people respond to. I want you playing around with that stuff now, because whenever I show you down the road the option of running Facebook ads to your page, I want there to have been activity on there. I want you to have gotten comfortable and have tested out the things that most resonate with you and the people that you're trying to attract. So, you think I'm crazy? You'll know that my first Facebook ad campaign was a major investment for me. I didn't just play around. I went all in. It was a test to see what my market responded to. So look at those opportunities of what you're doing online as that. It's a test. If you don't feel any sense of permanence, you can change it. Now, it brings up a good point. Whenever you get your design file from your designer, ask for the PSD. Photoshop, I don't know what it stands for, but it's a Photoshop PSD file, which gives the option that any designer, or even your original one, but sometimes, you know, things might change down the road, you could change your banner and have a different person update the title on there for you. So always ask for the PSD file. It gives you more flexibility with the image that you have created for your banner. I like the 3 points that you had. Personally, I would go with those. I would go with your title. I would go with that. And then I believe that you had a descriptive question that described the transformation that you offer that's tied to your personal story. I remember seeing that. I would recommend putting that on there. So go out with that for now. Don't get hung up in the title. What's most important is to help people do what? With the Pain Island to Pleasure Island transformation. So if you want to focus on stay-at-home moms who want to earn an additional income, I would go more towards the business coach route. If you want to go more of an emphasis of helping people make healthy choices and improve their lifestyle with healthy choices, and they can also build a business around it, then I would go under the health and wellness coach. That's how I would decipher it. And it's really which you want to spend your time doing the most, which is more fun for you, helping people start the business or getting into all of the details about the health and wellness. And sometimes it might be both, so you can go wrong with either. I hope that's helpful. Melissa, if you're on, feel free to unmute yourself. I know Amy can do it, and you can ask me any follow-up question to that.
I've unmuted you, Melissa. Well, I have unmuted you. Miko, I've unmuted you if you want to go ahead and ask a question.
Okay. Thanks, Vanessa. That was very helpful. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. That was very helpful. Thank you. And I completely agree with you on trying not to get too hung up on that and just going out there and almost like testing it. My other question, because you mentioned, so kind of like disregard the title for now, right, until I find something maybe that I'm a little more comfortable with.
Yeah,
but you mentioned.
Do you think for the business coach or the health and wellness?
Okay. And then you recommend using that, like, question that I included and possibly the inspiring, empowering, educating on there
yes.
as well? Okay. Very helpful. Thank you. And then I'm not sure if you – maybe we could do it at the end, because if some others have questions, that's fine, about the story.
So here's the thing. I loved what you put on there. And the main thing is – I thought that you were referencing yourself as a business coach in it. I love what you put. Go forward with that. And here's the thing. If you start sharing your story – And anytime you do, whether it's at the front of the room or whether it's whenever you're having a conversation, and as I shared on today's call, you always ask the question, what resonated with you? And you're going to frequently hear people say, well, whenever you shared about your story, I connected with that. I can't tell you how many people tell me that. And I always follow up with the question, can you be specific about which part? What was it that I said? Because then that's the juicy bit that you want to make sure is added. So as you're verbally expressing it out in the world, in your conversations, hear what people say. And if there's a part of that that comes up and it's not in your written story that's on your website, go back and add it. Those are the juicy bits. Those are emotional bits. Because you want to show, in essence, like it's going down when you hit a peak of that I have to change something in my life. And then the hero's journey is when they make the turning point and they make a decision to change me. And so that's what you want to express in it. And you've done that. So the other juicy bits that are emotional, that are other words that people say they've resonated, you can always go back and add that in. So I would say go with what you have. It looks good.
Thank you.
The exhaustion and not being able to enjoy their kids and family and all of that, so many people will be able to resonate with that. Here's the thing, too. It's almost like, I was just thinking about how whenever you write your EOA story, right, it's the similar elements, the parts, like, and you can read any number of stories, and certain people's stories stand out to you more than others, and it's okay. You don't have to speak to everyone. Just be truthful and authentic to your story, and the right people will resonate with it.
Okay. Thanks, Vanessa. Thank you very much.
There's only one other thing I would add. You said I had to face down my own fears and overcome obstacles for the sake of my life and my family's future. Can you be specific about that? What is like a fear that you had to overcome? Or what was an obstacle that you faced? Because that's giving us more, that's going to help people tie it even more.
I'm trying to, what was that again, Vanessa? Sorry.
So it's that I had to face down my own fears and overcome obstacles for the sake of my family and for my life and family's future. So my question is, what being one of those fears, or what was the obstacle that you had to overcome? I want to know. Can you put that in there?
Okay. So add that you're saying to the story, just maybe like a short sentence or two.
Right. Yeah, I had to overcome my fear of, whatever it might be. Or I had this obstacle, or what I saw as an obstacle was this, and how I overcame it was this. And then you go into the next sentence, which is I have had to grow tremendously in order to be successful. Like that gives the taste of what that journey was for you.
Okay. So just clarify, you recommend just clarifying it a little bit more.
Yeah, just getting more specific.
Okay. Because I have a few, but obviously I don't want to go too far into, I don't want people to get lost in it.
Right. Just to reference, so right now it's very general fears and obstacles.
Right.
Can you name one specific one at least?
Okay. I can do that.
Is that helpful?
Yes, very helpful, Vanessa. Thank you so much.
Transformation coach might fit you because of the health and wellness and the business aspect of it and the life transformation. So I know you put that as one of the options. Again, don't get hung up on that. Don't let that hold you back from just putting it out there.
Okay.
I really believe in the imagery element of it. And I know that you said that there was a banner that you liked. I would really love if you could send that to us so we can make sure that, it goes in that direction. But the thing is that the visual element, remember I talk about having that, on your personal, have that, I'll have what she's having kind of energy on it. And then the one on your professional one, how to be professional, but to incorporate parts of your personality in it. It's okay to do that.
You mean include it in, the banner to help it stand out more?
Yeah. So some can be more professional. I really believe in it being classy and being professional, but it doesn't have to be. Like, your photos just now are great because it shows your personality and that, and that's sometimes just enough, but just being sure to include you know, the what would be colors that represent you, or all of those pieces, I believe the visual element draws in so powerfully. And I say, oh, wait, what's that? Let me look further. And that description, can you read me the description that you're using, which is the I can help statement?
Sure.
Oh, are you finally feeling like something is missing and ready for a life-changing breakthrough?
Yeah. Question mark, I can help.
Yeah, that I feel like something is missing.
Okay.
And, I mean, I that's a key phrase right there, I would say. Are you tired of feeling like something is missing and ready for a life-changing breakthrough? I can help. I'm trying to think if the market would say, I want a life-changing breakthrough.
Right.
As outcome. I'm thinking they would say, I want a life-changing breakthrough so that I can, like, what's that?
Because the way I came up with that was I was thinking of, you know, breakthrough with possibly, you know, business opportunity or health and, you know, getting healthier, looking great, feeling great. So I was just thinking of a couple things, which is why how I came up with, like, life-changing breakthrough, I guess.
So life-changing so that I always add those words to anything I ever share, which is, you know, even if whenever I get benefits for somebody doing a session with me or whenever I do a free webinar or I do any free content, I'll say, like, I'm going to show you how to do, you know, like, I'm going to show you how to position yourself and your branding in the marketplace. Well, that's great, but I always want to add this with that piece. I'm not saying in the sentence you have to, but I'm just saying in your mind, always think this way. So why is that relevant? Why would you want to position yourself and brand yourself in the marketplace? So that you can stand out from the competition and have more prospects pursuing you and make more money. Those are all outcomes that they're really. So people don't just want a brand. They want a brand that, one, they feel good about or that they want the outcome of it making them look good or they want more money. So look at what's the outcome. What's the outcome that they would want from a life-changing breakthrough? Are you tired of feeling like something is missing? And so I'm going to talk out loud. I'm going to have to use these words. So are you tired of feeling like something is missing? And I'm thinking if someone feels like something is missing, they're feeling like, okay, I can't quite put my finger on it. And two, I'm not sure how to get it. And so, or what's keeping me from getting it. So, how about take out the word life-changing?
Okay.
Are you tired of feeling like something is missing and ready for a breakthrough?
Okay. That sounds actually a little better, too.
Yeah, I'm just cautious about using this, you know, I don't usually like to describe things like this will change your life. I don't know how many. Whenever your life has been changed, right? That's like when you're like, okay, this changed my life. It's so huge. But most people are afraid of signing up for their life changing. You know? And
right.
So I like it. I like it without.
Okay. I'll take it out. It actually sounds better. Hearing you say it out sounds a lot better, too.
What's out?
Hearing you just repeat it back without that life-changing part, it actually sounds better, and it kind of flows a little smoother and feels more
and
genuine.
And I would lead with that. Like, if you're at a networking event, and it's that's your line. Like, are you tired of feeling like something is missing and you're ready for a breakthrough? That was my life. I was missing this and this and this. This is what I was feeling instead. This is what I went through to get the breakthrough that I wanted. If that's something you want, let's talk. Do you get it? How, like, that line connects to your story?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And thanks, Tim. Does that help? So good? We have some other questions I want to make
thanks,
sure.
Thanks, Vanessa. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Tim. Okay. What else do we have, Amy?
Okay, so from Joanna, she said she has two prospects who are coming to an opportunity meeting with her tomorrow evening. I'd like to follow up either that evening or the next day. Please repeat what I should ask them.
Okay, so Joanna, are you on the line? Can you press star 2? And Amy, give me an idea of how many other questions we have if you'll send me a note. But if Joanna's on the line, I'd love to get a clarification on how, what other steps, if they're coming to this opportunity meeting as a second base, or if this is somebody that's been handled differently.
Okay. Hello? Joanna, are you on the line? Okay,
I'm on
I've
the
unmuted
line.
You.
So give me an idea with these two. What have you done? Have you done the making contact in first base with them, or is this basically their, just tell me a little bit more about them so then I can guide you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, one of them, I already had a discussion with her quite a few months ago about joining the business, and she was interested, but, of course, with the money issue, she was probably wasn't ready. I followed up with a presentation at her house so she can get a little bit of a feel of what I do. So, actually, I followed up with her after the presentation, maybe a week later, you know, getting her orders in and all that. And actually, I didn't want to approach her about the business. She actually approached me about it, that she wanted more information about the business. So I asked her to come on Tuesday, and she had no hesitation. So she's coming on Tuesday. And the other prospect, I spoke to her briefly about the business quite a few months ago, and I've had a hard time approaching her with it because every time I was with her, it just didn't feel like a right time. She had her baby, and she was just preoccupied with everything. But I called her up, and I asked her straightforward if she'd like to attend the meeting for more information on the business, and she had no hesitation either. So she's
awesome.
Coming. Yeah, so she's coming along as well on Tuesday. And,
okay, so you've already had you've had contacts with them, and the gal, the first one, who her initial concern was cost, but now she's interested in the business. What does she know? Does she know anything about what it takes to get started financially?
She doesn't know the amount of money. I don't think I told her. I may have told her. I'm just not sure. It's been a while.
Okay.
But I know she is a little bit in debt. So I just really want people
matter.
To
that's
start.
That's why people do it right.
sorry?
I said that's irrelevant. That's why you do the business, to get
right.
out of debt.
Thank you. I totally agree with you, Vanessa. I just feel that I'm really tired of lugging all my stuff around. And
yeah.
I'm doing so many favors, and I am really getting a little bit tired of my suitcase is just so heavy. So I do want to give, I do believe in giving people chances, but, it's getting to the point that I think people have to own up and start owning their own business. And actually, I think once they own their own business fully the right way, they can really involve themselves a lot better.
So are you talking about potentially, I mean, what I would do with these gals, if they're coming to the opportunity meeting, someone who's at the peak of excitement and enthusiasm at an opportunity meeting, I had no hesitation to ask, are you ready to get started right now?
Right, okay.
And you'll know that. You'll know that. Sometimes they're ready, sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're in a hurry to get out, whatever it is, you just say, you know what, and you know what, I have not provided, but I don't know if you use this. I have a form that I use at every opportunity meeting that shows me on a scale of 1 to 10, what motivated you to show up today, how did this compare to your expectations, you know, what are you interested in doing next, and it would have like product, business, or give a referral. And I would use those at every single one. And so then it would be reviewing that information at the end of the opportunity meeting. And then it was always I had the name and emails and everything for my database for staying in touch with people. But it always gave me a taste of where people were or what was holding them back. So by the time at the end of the meeting, I would sit down with them and have an idea, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, they were here. Okay, are you ready to get going tonight? If it was over like a 6+, I would ask, are you ready to get going tonight? Are you ready to get going tonight? Period. Pause, listen, see where they're at. If there's other questions, then say, okay, great. I wanna support you with you getting the information you need to make the decision that's best for you. So let's let's schedule a time to connect. We could go over all that information. If it's already been lengthy, I don't know how long your meetings are. I recommend 45 minutes.
Oh, they're and much longer than that. By the time it gets started, it's long.
So sometimes it's a little too much to then go into what I recommend, which is that, you know, the close, which is given finding out their goals and all of that and just doing a really proper, strong start. So I would, depending on where their enthusiasm level is, if anyone is ever at the peak of enthusiasm, I absolutely get them started as soon as possible, right then and there. I've even had people that I've gotten started at a meeting, and I'm like, okay, who can you think of? And they start talking because they're excited. They got names. You write down those names, who's at the top of their mind. And I've even had them, it was on a Saturday, so not an evening, but it was on a Saturday, and I said, okay, let's call her right now. Let's call her right now. And so she called her friend. I'm writing notes on the paper of what to say, and we ended up getting that girl in the business too. So I gauge for like where the enthusiasm level is and then not be afraid to proceed forward, whatever the next step is. But no matter what, you're booking that next appointment.
Right.
You're booking the next appointment where you're walking through that closing sheet. You're getting their goals, any objections, make sure the husband's on board, all of that. And you're finding out where's the income, where's the business pack to get started. I always tell them, you know, the main thing in working with me, because you've agreed that you want a life-changing you want to change this about your life. Like, we're super clear about what your why is. Okay, so can we agree that fear is not a factor in any decision that we make along this entire journey together? Will you agree with me on that? Okay, and then whenever we get to the close about the products and what we're going to do, I would say, okay, this is going to feel a little between excited and scary and nervous. Okay, and so I don't want you to stay on the comfortable side. You want to stay on the side that's between excited and nervous. It's a complete natural feel for starting something like this. So here's what I recommend. You know, then you find out, here's the packages that I recommend, and then you find out where they can get going, and then you get started with where they can get going.
Okay.
But don't lug your stuff around. Don't give your stuff to other people. Don't enable other people. I only gave my packs if they signed up, and I would say, here are three of my sets of the RE9 for you to get started while we wait for yours to come in.
Right, if they're ordering it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you have that sheet? You said it was like a question sheet that you would give them while they're at an opportunity meeting?
Yeah, I do have that. I'll make sure that that's in the back office for you guys.
Okay,
but basically,
really
it's their name, their contact information. The first line is, what motivated you to attend today? And I have, like, the top three or four things that most people would say. And then it was, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you at? And, like, 1 was, you know, 0 was no interest, 1 was product only, and 10 was business or something, a scale like that. And then the question was, how did this compare to what you expected today? And then it was like, what are you ready to do next? Product, business, referral, give a referral. And then there was a blank line for them to give the referral right then and there. But I'll make sure that you have that.
Okay, excellent. And the two prospects that I am bringing,
by the way, I would do with those forms, I would do the giveaways with those forms. So everybody in the audience, everyone would fill them out. We would collect them all, and we would draw for, you know, the free hand cream or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'd ensure that you got everyone's contact information, because sometimes that was a problem.
Right, okay. Well, I know what they do is they collect names, but names only. They don't collect
names. No. Yeah, right. You want to know where someone's at.
Right, exactly. Perfect. And also, one more thing, those two prospects I'm bringing, they don't know each other. So if they're both excited or one is more excited than the other, well, let's say they're both excited. Now, how do I take them aside together, or do I just let somebody sit there on the side while I work with one, or like
no,
how do
you
I do
either
that?
Want to do them together.
Really? Even if they don't know each other? Perfect. Okay.
Yeah, but if one's a Debbie Downer, do not get them together.
If one is what?
A Debbie Downer, like just negative or anything.
Oh.
Don't get them together.
Right. one's going to encourage the other.
You do, like the Debbie Downer will bring down the enthusiasm of the other one. So if the Debbie Downer is in the mix, the Debbie Downer gets an appointment, and you're following up and talking to her later, and the one who's ready and excited to go gets your attention that night.
Right, absolutely. Oh, I'm so glad I asked that question.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, do you think I can get that form before tomorrow, or at least by tomorrow?
What time tomorrow?
Any time before, let's say, by 3?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
You might have to, yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
if
thank you, Vanessa.
If it's not in the back office by then, I'll make sure you get my email.
Okay, thank you, Vanessa.
You're welcome. All right, what else, Amy? Where are we at?
Okay, we have a question from Dawn. And she says, hi, Vanessa. I am in the process of getting my page set up and working outside consultant to develop my banner and some content. My upline has politely said that I should be keeping the main thing, and picking up the phone as our primary business method. I was surprised by this, but this coaching hasn't helped with lead generation, especially not the generation of the types of serious business builders I'm looking to attract. Your thoughts, question mark. By the way,
right,
I'm
but
online.
You haven't put it up yet. When you get your banner up and when you get your business page up and you start putting quality posts up and quality enthusiasm with new solid branding, guaranteed you're going to start getting some different responses from people that you didn't before. Guaranteed. So it sounds like you're still kind of in the first couple of steps of the process. Go through all of it. Go through all of it. Set the intention. Start putting that out there like that. You're up-leveling your brand. You're up-leveling what you stand for, all of that. You get a response from it. What else?
I think that's the last question. Let me see if anybody hold on for a minute. I think Joanna has a question.
No, I don't have any more questions.
Okay. All right, well, I think that's
okay,
all.
Okay, go. We're past the half-hour mark, so thank you, everybody, for being on the call today. And, again, don't be afraid to send questions in advance, even of our next call, and we can have them queued up and ready to go whenever we get into Q&A, so, or address them in the Facebook group. You don't have to wait until the next Q&A to get it addressed. Thanks so much. Have a beautiful day. Be blessed.